This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. Author Nick Hornby, best known for his novels High Fidelity and About a Boy, is now writing about other writers. And our book critic David Kippen is feeling just a little bit competitive.
The trouble with fishing for compliments is that other people tend to steal your bait. I once ended a review of Nick Hornby's essay collection Songbook by asking, why doesn't anybody write about books with the same personal, visceral immediacy that Hornby brings to writing about songs? Now, there's really only one proper response to such a question. Oh, silly, that's exactly what you do. Nobody obliged, of course, but The Believer magazine did award Hornby a monthly column in which, essentially, he writes about books with the same visceral immediacy he brings to writing about songs. Sometimes, subtlety doesn't pay. If that last paragraph, self-absorption, gives you pause, Hornby may just give you stop. His first 14 columns for The Believer have recently come out as a paperback, titled The Polysyllabic Spree, and in it, he explores his own reading experiences as closely as it's possible to get without a CAT scan. Each essay begins with a longish list of books bought during the preceding month, and a usually shorter, sometimes almost unrelated list of the books that he actually got around to reading. Some of his favorites turn out to be Anne Tyler, Jonathan Coe, and his beloved Dickens, whose David Copperfield makes Hornby pretty much want to hang it up altogether. A lot of it is hysterically funny, but is it literary criticism? I'd argue that Hornby practices the absolute quintessence of literary criticism. To read other critics, one might think that books are primarily read by other books. New titles pass under review as if in a laboratory glove box, turned over and tested by robotic arms. Hornby takes the gloves off, cohabiting with a book, tackling it in a vice grip instead of a vacuum. In his novels High Fidelity, About a Boy, and How to Be Good, Hornby took three apparently antisocial, immature sorts of behavior. Obsessiveness about pop music, aversion to commitment, fanatical altruism, and redeemed them all with his signature mix of compassion and good jokes. In The Polysyllabic Spree, he fixes attention on every writer's favorite antisocial act, reading, and describes it with contagious joy. True, Hornby's tastes aren't always the broadest, but he also manages some almost paranormally insightful readings. For example, of the great British critic Cyril Connolly's book, Enemies of Promise. At one point, he quotes Connolly's verdict on reviewing itself, that it's, quote, a whole-time job with a half-time salary, a job in which our best work is always submerged in the criticism of someone else's, where all triumphs are ephemeral and only drudgery is permanent, and where no future is secure except the certainty of turning into a hack, unquote. Well, in Hornby's hands, reviewing is none of those things.
David Kippen is book critic for Day to Day and for the San Francisco Chronicle.